flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks, and we want to thank Lambert, Zaney, Smith & Sosa for sponsoring us this week. We really appreciate it, and we want to thank this gentleman that joins us now from Greater New Orleans & Company, Walt Leger, President and CEO, for hosting us here as well as part of the host committee. What a great venue. We just had an incredible time. And Dave's pointed this out. He goes, it's amazing. This little bitty prop that you have up front draws more people that want to capture a moment of New Orleans.
It's a bass drum, a snare drum, and a cymbal. And it just says, record tying 11th New Orleans, host of Super Bowl. And I lost count hundreds of people ago. Yeah. How many people take selfies with it, shoot videos of it, take pictures of it? It's the little things like that.
It's beautiful. I love it. I agree. It looks great. It's the perfect... perfect symbol of New Orleans and the music culture, and it's got the football in the front with the really cool logo on it. And I mean, people keep trying to take the football. We got to watch that. But other than that,
well, it doesn't
great.
Hurt that 3 feet away you have fried shrimp and
you're right,
crawfish boil and chocolate mayo brownie bites. But
they did a great job with this, and thank you all for being a part of this. I just think there's so much energy in this room. And so many people right now, when you think about it, just thousands of people talking about New Orleans.
No, absolutely. I have to brag on you, last night's production. You know, y'all's mantra is built to host. Well, there was no event more emblematic of that than what I experienced last night. Now, you know that...
At the media party at Mardi Gras World.
Media party at Mardi Gras World. You've been to a bunch of those. This is what you do now.
Yeah.
I've been to a bunch over the years. No event like last night.
When you have a canvas like New Orleans and Louisiana to work with, you try to paint the prettiest picture you can. And I think the people who, I mean, there were hundreds of people who made all of that happen. And I'm so proud of them.
Absolutely.
It was a great demonstration of just the joy of our culture and the music and the food. And I mean, I walked back and Emerald was doing a panel on cooking. And I mean, they brought every little element to it. So it wasn't just, you know, a band.
Right.
You know, people have bands in other cities, and it wasn't just food. People have food, but we have great food. It was other little things that just kind of
jazzed
it up. It was awesome.
French Quarter Fest,
the river.
Mardi Gras, the river, all wrapped up in one.
Beautiful night.
I mean, it was like three blocks long.
It was fantastic, and we everybody was really proud of it. And we've gotten great responses. I've had media people have been to dozens of these, and they went on and on about how it was the best one. And I mean, we're biased, but I think it was pretty great, and I'm really proud of the people who worked so hard to make it happen.
Well, we've talked about how, you know, when you have someone coming over, usually they say, you have a beautiful home. You know, you have to say that.
Right.
But more people have walked up to us and told us, oh, my God, I've never had so much fun. I wish the Super Bowl were here every year. And we're not even asking.
Right.
They're just offering that, and that's the goal, and you're knocking it out of the park.
Feels very genuine. Like you said, they could say, I'm having a nice time, without adding, it should be here every year. So I tend to believe them. And I don't know if we could do it every year, but we probably do it every other year.
You don't know if you want to do it every year.
But I'll tell you what, this is for our team this week, though. This is so joyful for our team because, you know, we compete with every city every day for events. This is a big one that people pay attention to, but they're not paying attention to every medical conference, every professional association. And our team's grinding those out every day. And some are 1,000 people, some are 500 people, some are 200 people, some are 25,000 people. But they all matter, and they add up to thousands of meetings a year and billions of dollars of economic impact. And so for our team to be able to kind of get the spotlight a little bit be able to say, like, everyone's paying attention to the competition this time, and we want it, and we're delivering on the promise. It's a big lift in their sales, and they deserve that, and I'm happy for them to experience the joy of victory that gets elevated like
Look,
this.
Look, y'all deserve to pound the chest.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
So far, we got ways to go. We're going to keep pounding it out.
I think today's Wednesday. I'm not sure.
Noel actually asked me during a break, what day is it?
But if the goal is, the goal is to recognize it's a football game, it's also 2,000 or more corporate events happening all over the city right now. And as you said, we're built to host these events. We can do them all at the same time if you need us to. But if you want to have a really special event, we can definitely put that together for you. And we want people to recognize that are here, come back at a different time of year. You're going to get a very similar experience because your meeting is your Super Bowl. This is the NFL Super Bowl, but your meeting is your event, and it matters to us as much as this one does.
And all you want is one person to read one story from one of these 6,000 credentialed media, to see one video, to see one picture, hear one radio report, and say to their association, their group, their folks, hey, maybe we should have our meeting down
and
there, too.
That's all we're looking for is maybe. Maybe we should do it, because if they'll give us that, then we'll go compete.
Yeah.
But there are some people who haven't said maybe in New Orleans yet. And so for those people out there that haven't given us a shot yet, you hope that this will trigger that. And then they say, yeah, maybe New Orleans good. Let's look at it. Once they meet our team, once they meet our community and see what it, we feel pretty good about the ability to compete. But you got to get that opportunity first, right? And so that's a big deal. And that this creates that for us, a lot of new eyes.
How many interviews have you done?
Few hundred, I don't know.
Really?
I've lost count. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
And nationally, international.
National, international. We're not turning anything down, and we're going to just keep going. I mean, as long as people want to talk and my voice holds out. My team told me last night,
it was a little iffy last night.
Last night it was so loud. I went home and had some lemon water and some tea.
You know, the funny thing, that the one question I keep hearing people ask when they see each other this morning or this afternoon now is, what time did you leave the party?
Yeah.
Because, so some people it was, I got out of there at 9.
I can't say.
Other people, others like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
I legitimately don't know what time it was, but the sun wasn't up yet.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, but there's so many more things coming, and, you know, all of this brings so much energy. And our team's energized. The city's energized. Everybody feels good. We're going to keep going, and it's going to be a great week. And I was just talking to somebody, though, at a hotel, because we're working with the whole hotel community. And he said, man, I've got a pre-con meeting at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. So when we say that when we finish on Sunday night, we're going to pick up on Monday and just keep going,
that's
what's going to happen. Yeah. We've got more meetings coming. We've got more events coming. And a lot of these hotels are going to clean up, get their rooms flipped, and go right back to it. Same with the restaurants. Same with the community at large. So, you know, we're also going to be getting ready for the next Super Bowl, hopefully, and continue those conversations, because you got to do that all the time. But it doesn't stop, and that's great. This is what we do, and we're going to just keep pushing and try to win.
We were just talking with Michael Heck and Susan Bourgeois, and talking about how do you quantify the impact of this. I mean, I got texts. Guy says sales tax receipt will only give you a fraction of actual cash commerce going on. I'm guessing it's an additional 30% to 40%.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, obviously he or she's a numbers guy, person, but, you know.
Well, when you think about it, what LED and GNO Inc. and those teams are working to do is put a spotlight on Louisiana, and New Orleans as a great place to do business. We're celebrating a great place to live, great place to work, great place to visit, great place to invest every day. We've brought this event here to do just that, and that's what they're working to do over the next several days. You can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah.
There's just no other way to do that. And you can fight hard every day, scrapping to get one person here or two people there to listen. But when you can bring a mass of people and use your resources to communicate, I mean, you can't put a price tag on it. I mean, the tax receipts are a way to measure that and the economic impact of it, but it's the intangible things and the people out there, as you said, Dave, that said maybe New Orleans can't put a price tag on that. You know, yeah. All you need is a maybe.
We were talking the other day about just one example, the movie Girls Trip.
Yeah.
And how it has led to now years and years of groups of women coming to New Orleans to spend a week here, either at Essence or some other time. And there's no way to figure out, well, how many people came because of that movie and how much money did they spend because of that movie. But I think you can definitely liken that to the Super Bowl, that you're going to see a trajectory, whether you can directly correlate it or not, it's going to be there.
You got to take your swings and get your chance to be in front of as many people as you can, because those things really matter, especially when you live in a world where people are getting hit with 10,000 ads a day. 10,000 ads a day trying to sell them something. And how else do you get their attention except something like this, which isn't an ad, but it's basically a series of promotional opportunities for over a week. And now it's really like 2 weeks, because people start talking about it with the NFC, AFC championship and leading up to it. And they just keep saying New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. That adds up. It's big. It's big.
Anecdotally, you hear a lot of stories from a lot of folks, and you will throughout the week. The best story that you've heard?
So far
this week.
Well, I'll tell you my fun experience I've had. I got to meet Terry Bradshaw this morning. Today is Terry Bradshaw Day in the city of New Orleans, and they presented him with a proclamation this morning. And his words about his warmth for Louisiana and New Orleans were just really touching. And what I didn't realize was he won his first Super Bowl here in New Orleans, 50 years ago. At Tulane Stadium, and making that a major part of the history of professional football. And those kind of things and all those little connections are really cool. I think we're just getting started. So check with me at the end of the week. Yeah. It's going to be – there'll be some stories. But, you know, today is really kind of the kickoff. I mean, we've been getting there, but people are really starting to show up today in big numbers.
The toe's been in the water. Yeah, now they're fully immersed, right?
So I think the next few days are going to be intense.
Well, we feel it here.
Absolutely.
You know, just today.
Yeah, this is a really cool setup, and it's great to see, and you know, the podcasts and the TV productions and the radio productions and all the celebrities that are in here. You know, I just saw Dak Prescott over there a minute ago, and then the beer man, Michael Lewis. So side by side, and I was like, well, those are two legends of the game. But that's just a whole new dynamic, right?
Social media.
Yeah, it's created.
The impact the same. Podcast, the impact the same. Typically, I mean, we've kind of figured out how to quantify mainstream media a little bit.
Right.
For the most part. But in that realm, I don't know that we've ever really... I mean, even as we produce a lot of this stuff, it's hard for us to quantify.
Right. And we can talk about it, but to actually get our arms around it and put it into numbers that you can really see on a paper, they're not there.
That's why we're not turning down any interviews. Yeah. But you're right. It's hard to measure it. And our team talks about that a lot as we're trying to deploy our limited resources. Where do you do that? And sometimes what it means is you're just trying to be everywhere that you can at all times so that you're telling the story the right way. But there's so much media out there. People are consuming it in so many different ways. I think in politics, you saw with the presidential election, podcasts were of huge impact on the outcome.
Absolutely.
I think there's just so much information. You don't know where people are going to get it, but you want them to get your message. And so you keep finding ways to put it out.
So if a TikToker says, hey, I've got 10 million followers, I want to do an interview, how can you say no to that?
Don't.
Because you go, well, TikTok, but people consume
speak to 1% of those followers, you feel pretty good about
What's amazing to me is people that travel in those circles, like there's signs all around here of what we're talking about right now. I walk around and I'm so disconnected.
I have no idea who some of these people
are. Who are these people? Right. Who's that? Who's this?
Yeah.
You know, somebody walked up to me at the party last night and said, I just want to get an image of you for the podcast. And he just kind of like zoomed in and out on my face a couple of times. And I was like, all right, well, hey.
I don't know what podcast.
God only knows where that's going to be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot out there. And, you know, and we obviously know the big ones. Fox Sports is over, you know, wherever, and ESPN. But, I mean, there's just dozens and dozens of those individual people who are out there making maybe as big of an impact.
The truth is we're seeing that dynamic shift where those big individuals, you find one person with a social media presence who hits more people in a day than any of those big guys out there in the world. And so it's changed so dramatically, but you've got the right attitude. As long as you can talk to people who may want to come to New Orleans, you'll talk to them anywhere, anytime,
anyway. And look, we know that people are listening to your show. know that, and that's been impactful. And so we are fortunate to have such a powerful station that reaches so far and that has such great listenership and people that are loyal to our region and our community and that want to support it. And that was great last night, too. We had about maybe half the legislature pass through our building last night.
Yeah, I got to see a lot
come
of
come over
old,
on a shuttle bus.
I ran into Jeff Wiley.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize
right.
him. He goes, Newell. And I look, and he goes, Jeff. I said, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you yes. said you were drinking beer last night.
No, I
didn't. No, yeah, I hadn't seen him in a while either.
I had one and a half. That was it.
But they, I mean, look, they were from all over the state and just so supportive of what's happening here. Glad to see sort of the vibrancy and the safety protocols, the infrastructure upgrades, the party that really highlighted Louisiana and New Orleans. And that's been a big goal here is show people the big picture.
I saw a lot of people from the North Shore, too.
Yeah. Tons.
Last night.
Tons.
Which was
that
great.
Was great to see.
It was great to see. They were so excited about being
everybody
there.
Was so just complimentary, excited, happy. And we all, I think when we compete for things like this and do it together and win, obviously there's an uplifting factor there. And we need more of that. We need more of that, you know, fighting together, winning together, and demonstrating our excellence and being proud of it.
Yeah, I got to visit with Lacey Osborne from the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. She had a whole bunch of folks.
It was so great to see them.
Her as well, and, you know, very supportive and excited, you know, for the whole region.
Yep, absolutely. It's a big win, and we're not the biggest place out there, but when we're together, we can compete with anybody.
We definitely
that
punch
matters.
Above our weight, for
we're
sure.
We're talking with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, coming to you live from the New Orleans Morial Convention Center, where they are. We're at the host committee booth, and the energy just keeps getting more and more electric and more palpable. When we come back, he said maybe we want to host it every other year. Well, when is the next one available? We'll look at that. And what other events could this lead to coming to New Orleans, while the jail talk with Newell Norman and myself, Dave Cohen, about that after this here on WWF.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Walt Leger of New Orleans & Company, and the NFL is not currently accepting bids for future Super Bowls, but what, 2029, 2030 would be the next one available at some point?
That won't stop us from soliciting them, of course. We're going to keep pushing. They've awarded 28. Atlanta's going to have 28. So we've certainly already been laying the foundation for that. And obviously Mrs. Benson and the Saints organization is a big part of that. They've got to kind of push that we're interested. And we start talking about dates and looking at dates. I mean, Mardi Gras is a challenge for us. You know, every year does not work for us. So that's one thing with the every other year thing. Even that's difficult just because of the dates and the way things fall. So,
and presumably Tennessee is going to have to get one because they're getting a new stadium. Yeah. Maybe Buffalo. Who knows if they want to have an outdoor stadium Super Bowl in February in Buffalo. But
I would advise that they think long and hard about that one. But Buffalo seems like a lovely place.
Just
maybe
one man's opinion, right?
Maybe April or May.
How many chicken wings can you
eat? I'll tell you. I mean, I joked with you earlier, though, when this past year, our PR team earned a designation as one of the best places to visit in the world in August by Travel and Leisure. And I was saying the comparison to that is like that's like Buffalo being named one of the best places to play a football game in February. I mean, that's challenging. But Tennessee, certainly, I would expect we'll have one soon. And so we've been looking at and trying to sort through dates in the 30s, in the early 2030s, to present some options so that we can go compete for that next one. And that seems like a good time frame. It gives other people the opportunity, but brings it back here within a reasonable time frame. And that's what we want. But there are other events that we'd like. I mean,
draft. There's only one Super Bowl. But
the draft, to me, would be spectacular here.
Yeah, it looked great in other cities, but God, imagine it here.
Well, so think about it here. It's right around Jazz Fest. We're about, Jazz Fest is a major event for us, but we're about 70, 75% occupancy at that time. If you could put the draft on top of Jazz Fest, then you basically create
Huge.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And you got Jazz Fest and the draft. You got Jazz Fest in Mid-City. You got the draft downtown somewhere, maybe a riverfront area. I think it could be a spectacular event for the city and for the NFL. And so we've been kind of pushing that. I think in the past there were some concerns about doing them in alignment, but I think we're at a place where we can get that done, and I hope we can have a real conversation about it as time goes on, because that event's gotten to be really cool.
Hey, Les, go ahead.
I was just going to say, going along with what we were talking about earlier, just got a text. Dave Portnoy did a pizza review in Metairie yesterday that went absolutely wild and viral. That's just one aspect of the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah, it's spectacular. That's exactly what you do when you bring people like that together, right? Big things happen for businesses throughout the community, and that's exciting.
We talked about the growth and the exponential increased ability and opportunity that a Super Bowl presents. We've seen several new hotels that opened just for, including the one at Caesars, they wanted to be open in time for Super Bowl. But then we were talking about, the Convention Center Hotel they're literally working on it outside of this building right now. How many hotel rooms do we have now, and where are we headed? I remember when we were like, we got 30,000. But now we're
just over 40,000 or so in the region. About 26,000 downtown that are really in the core kind of the meetings area of downtown area. The Omni Hotel you're talking about, the convention center, is an absolute game changer.
It's
critically important. It's 1,000 rooms. It also is right here in a way that we haven't had. And it also pushes all of our other properties to compete with them, which is always a good thing when the market can drive up that quality and push people to be a little bit better. I think it just makes us all stronger. And I'm excited to get to the point where that's under construction. I think it's actually going to be a pretty important component to us competing for the next Super Bowl, is being able to point to the advancement of that and of the offerings. Because from 2013 to 2025, this event has changed dramatically. The demand is different. The level of luxury and other expenditures associated with it has gone up exponentially, and it's going to keep growing. It appears to continue to keep growing, and we want to be able to compete. Then we have to keep being reinventing ourselves in some ways as well, and being attractive and drawing that level of people.
I think they have consumed the entire exhibition hall.
Correct.
Here, right?
Correct. Yes.
How many events do we have that actually do that?
A handful. There are a few a year, but they're few and far between that take up the whole convention center. NADA was one of them.
That's what's amazing is a week ago, NADA was leaving here.
Right.
And now this is all here. And the ability to turn around a mile of convention floor from the Automobile Dealers Association with, 15, 16,000 people?
About 18,000 this 18, year. 000, and there was a little smaller than we hoped because of the snow. But it was a huge event.
Then now suddenly this is here, and you don't see any evidence of that having been here. It's amazing, the turnaround.
It's a great example of the people who work in this industry that don't kind of get credit for working in this industry. You know, you don't think of construction workers and welders and electricians, electrical workers, and so many others building the exhibit space, breaking it down. All the things that go along with that are complicated, and it takes time. You've got load-in days and load-out days where you can't have an event, right? So they finished. You had to load out. Then you had a couple days of load-in. You weren't going to have another event there. So the occupancy here is really pretty high. It's about 65 to 70% because so many days get consumed by that load-in, load-out. But the number of events we'll be able to host with a new hotel actually increases pretty dramatically. We think 25 to 30 more events a year, which is just huge. And allows us to compete for things we haven't been able to compete for in the past. And that's what we want is new audiences.
It's hard to imagine. I think you were telling me one day that sometimes we're a little short on venue space.
I think we're short on venue space right now, to be honest with you. I mean, we've filled every venue in the community. There are times where you don't have a space that's big enough. I think that I'd like us to be able to find a space next time for NFL Honors that seats more than we can seat at the Sanger. I think Sanger's an incredible venue. It's going to be an amazing event. But if it was a little bit if we had a little bit larger event, we'd have, you know, venue. We could have a different crowd there, and you know, of course, the Sanger would be used for something else. You know, I mean,
right,
there's not going to be any lack. But I do think that from a venue standpoint, we're full, and they've had to build some pretty big structures over by LSU Medical Center and the parking lots over there to be able to accommodate on location, which is a very high end luxury sort of, you know, experience for the attendees of the game. They're doing similar things in other cities, by the way. I mean, Miami built, I think, 1 million square feet of entertainment space around their stadium a couple of years ago because they didn't have much around their stadium.
Right.
But certainly, venues of certain sizes are, you know, being added over the years is important, and that's going to continue, we hope.
Yes. Well, we'll leave it on that. Walt,
thank you
so much for joining
Always
us.
Always great being with you.
We've kept you a little longer than we said we would. Walt Leger's got to go do about 80 million more interviews.
Can't wait. but I've enjoyed this one the most.
Oh, well, I hope you don't tell that to all the interviewers.
Thank you, guys.
Take the B12, baby.
Take care.
Walt
Leger,
New you. Orleans & Company here on WWL. We've got another guest coming up next.
Yep. We're going to visit with Kenny Mayne when we come back. Author, actor, pitchman, filmmaker, and more. Spent 27-year run as ESPN Sports Center. We'll be right back.